All right, hey, welcome, folks. This is The Shady Groove coming at you on November 28th, 2013. This is Thanksgiving Day, and we are thankful here at The Shady Groove for all of the great music that comes through every year and every week. So keep checking this out. We got some great stuff for you today. William Devon, one of my favorites. Bob Marley, Sly and the Family Stone, Cab Calloway, The Kinks, Arlo Guthrie, of course, those darlings, Bob Dylan, The Beatles, Alabama Shakes, and of course, The Gourds. So, stay right here. I got some good stuff for you coming right now. This is William Devon. Be thankful for what you got.
Thank you. make me sing. Sing along, sing along.
Step out in the fire. You.
All right, some great ones to start out today. Started it all off with William Devon, Be Thankful for What You Got. Great, great soul number. One of my favorite tunes of the for the Thanksgiving holiday. Bob Marley, Thank You, Lord. Going back to Songs of Freedom, 1992. But that was from the Whalum Solum days. Thank You for Let Me Be Myself Again. Sly and the Family Stone, 1970. And finished that block off with Thank You To, My Morning Jacket, off of their Evil Urges album in 2008. So we're going to keep it rolling today. You know, Thanksgiving's about a lot of things, but one of the best is the food. So here's some songs about consuming a lot of food, turkey, eating some good stuff. Here's Everybody Eats When They Come to My House, going back to the 1930s. This is Cab Calloway.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to Gravy Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's Cacciatore Dore. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knish, yeah? Pass him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee. I want a green salad on the side, don't forget the french fried, pizza pie, garlic and anchovy.
I keep burning up calories as fast as I keep putting them down.
Side order.
You gotta stay fit, stay alive. Eat food to sustain a non-stop high-grade performer.
The pieces continue. Sure can.
steady on the clutch. Go easy on the hills and you'll get a lot of mileage out of me. I'm so easy to drive and I'm an excellent ride. Hey, Davis, on lead guitar. Stay fit, stay alive, need fuel inside, eat food to survive. Maximum consumption sure keeps running me down. Don't you know that you gotta eat food? Don't you know? Consumption, non-stop machine, total automation, perpetual motion.
Hey, Bobby, why do you like soul food?
Because it makes me happy.
Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong with a little funk for this turkey holiday. That was James Brown, actually the JBs, his band doing Pass the Peas, little Maceo in place. Before that, the Kinks, going back to Everybody's in Showbiz album in 1972. There was a track called Maximum Consumption, and of course, Callaway. Going back to the 30s, Everybody Eats When They Come Into My House. So this is the Shady Groove, and you're listening to it. This is the Turkey Day podcast number 3 or number 4. Can't even remember anymore. But this is podcast number 99. About to be a monumental podcast for the Shady Groove. So keep listening. Might be something special for next week. But I got one I love to play every year, and you know, it's about as much a part of Thanksgiving as turkey and stuffing your face and mashed potatoes and green bean casserole and all those good stuff. This is Alice's Restaurant Massacre, Arlo Guthrie. So sit back, relax, enjoy this 20 minutes of amazing folk storytelling. Check it out.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road. And off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you wanting my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends, Obi was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the CNI dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, because Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't going to look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the, I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. Kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. 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 And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. Kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. Kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the metal on me, sent me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped right there. I said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one. It stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. He said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there, the hairy eyeball, all kinds of mean, nasty things, till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things, until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got a second time about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the Massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation, and if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar. With feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. One end Warren stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four part harmony in the feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's
Man, such a great satirical protest ballad that is right there. Alice's Restaurant. Hope to dine there if it's still there. But Alice has got out a cookbook, and you know, this lady's done a lot of great stuff, and you know, was just a good friend of Arlo Guthrie, made famous by that song. So, and that was off of Arlo Guthrie's debut album in 1967. He was just 20 years old. So thankful for that song, and the Shady Groove is thankful for the old school 8-Bit Brothers. Check this out. Nothing short of thankful, followed by those darlings talking again about eating the whole damn turkey. And maybe a little country pie. And of course, we might be a little bit tired after that. So check this out. Nothing short of thankful, 8-Bit Brothers.
I got drunk and I ate chicken. I ate just like old Saxophone Joe, when he's got the hogs head up on his toes. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. Listen to the fiddler play when he's playing till the break of day. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. That's best strawberry, lemon, and lime. What do I care? Blueberry, apple, cherry, pumpkin, and plum. Call me for dinner, honey, I'll be there. Saddle me up my big white goose, tie me on her and turn her loose. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie. That ain't no lie, ain't running any race. Give to me my country pie, I won't throw it up in anybody's face. Take me up that old Beet Street, little Jack Horner got nothing on me. Oh, me, oh, my, love that country pie.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder should I get up and fix myself a drink. No, 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 I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. So tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder should I call you, but I know what you would do.
You'd say, wouldn't you wonder, it's no joke, it's doing me harm. You know I can't sleep, I can't stop my brain. You know it's 3 weeks, I'm going insane. You know I'd give you everything I've got. And curse the Walter Raleigh, he was such a stupid get. You'd say, wouldn't you want, but it's no joke, it's doing me harm. You know I can't sleep, I can't stop my brain. You know in 3 weeks I'm going insane. You know I'd give you everything I've got for little peace of mind. I'd give you everything I've got.
Man, all right. This is the Shady Groove, and we've come full cycle. That was, of course, Beatles doing I'm So Tired off of their White Album in 1968. Before that, Bob Dylan, Country Pie off of the Nashville Skyline Album. And for that, Those Darlings doing The Whole Damn Thing off of their self-titled debut in 2009, and the Avett Brothers going back to 2004 off of their Mignonette album, Nothing Short of Thankful. So, we're going to bid you good night. This is the Shady Groove, and I hope you rally. I thought this was fitting for the end of the night here. I hope you rally to get to a party, and good outro to, you know, moving right into the gourds for when wine was cheap. So we're going to hear Alabama Shakes going to the party off of their Boys and Girls album in 2012, and the Gourds off of their first album in 1996, Them's Good People. This is When Wine Was Cheap. So have a good Thanksgiving. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Thank everybody. And do it all the time, not just on Thanksgiving. But hope you have a good one. This is the Shady Groove checking out. Here's the Alabama Shakes and then the Gourds. See ya.
The night's good when you feel like chatting when people tell us we need to straighten out. I'm gonna walk right across this town yelling your name, and I'll wait for you to come on down.
have a good time for a while lately now. I just can't understand what you're so worried about. You're going to the party by the end of tonight. There's gonna be dancing and there's gonna be a fight. Somebody's daughter, all right. You're going to the party by the end of tonight. There's gonna be dancing and there's gonna be a fight.
Stay.